Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an NBA Finals Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
27 years since the last Finals game in this building. I know our fan base is really excited, as they should be. But as a team, as us inside the locker room, we have more work to do.
With Andy Dirk Johnson and Brandon Sprague, NBA Finals Week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only. Or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Get the f*** out of here.
I'm just kidding, man. Don't. Hang around for a bit. We got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Stat or story, just in a matter of moments, game four of the NBA Finals is coming up later tonight. Maybe we can spare a couple of moments to talk about Brandon Ayuk versus the San Francisco 49ers, a battle that will not die. Why would anybody take a roll of the dice on that guy?
Why is he still on the roster?
He's still on the roster, yeah. Yes.
Technically. We now have a certain date.
A war of words that is, well, June 1st, I think he thought he was going to get cut.
Yeah.
And they have not cut him. And so now he's airing out all of the laundry on social media.
He's basically saying they're too scared to get rid of him because he's too good.
Which is like, they're just going to keep calling your bluff, man. Why?
What's kind of bizarre.
What are we doing
how
here?
How did it get here? I'd love the backstory of how that fizzled so quickly.
One of the worst, and we even argued at the time not knowing that this is the way it was going to play out. I think the idea of, like, are we like, why don't you just trade him? The Steelers are offering a first-round pick for him. Get a first-round pick. Move on. You'll be fine. Go find another wide receiver. It's aged pretty poorly. Not a lot of value there, but that's been a fun back and forth to watch. We are all, of course, remaining on Giannis Antetokounmpo watch.
Are we?
We are. We're there.
I think people are wondering if they should have any hope on that one.
My watch is not ended. I'm still standing on the wall. I'm looking.
You've been...
Where are the wildlings? Yeah. They might be on the way. Here they come.
You've been sent to the ice wall. Huh?
I am on the wall. I'm a night's watchman waiting for the flare to go up for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What a depressing existence, those
Dude,
watchmen.
Absolute worst.
You got to live in those conditions.
You're in the snow and ice all the time.
There's no sex.
You can't do anything.
Terrible.
Yeah, you got a little... Terrible. Nah, it's just horrible life. Well, I'm there nonetheless, and maybe it will end up as a horrible life for me because Giannis probably won't come here. But the latest from Jake Fisher, so it seems like the intel is saying that there will, a lot of people believe a trade will happen prior to the NBA draft, which is, remind me again, it's the day of the Fan Golf Classic, right? It's a week from,
that's what Dusty said.
Tuesday, June 23rd is round one. The second round will be on Wednesday.
That's right. I forgot they
split. What if the day of the Fan Golf Classic?
They split up the days.
Yeah.
that's
as
right.
If anybody cares about the second round of the NBA draft.
What if we get him that day?
We have to have the equipment. We got to be ready to go.
We got to be ready.
Hot route. Go stand over here. We got to talk. Fill some airtime. We just got Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, that's the intel, and there's some, you know, if you're trading Giannis, I'd imagine you'd want to pick in this year's draft. It's a deep draft, so if can you find your way into getting a pick? They already have, what, the 10th overall pick, I believe,
mm-hmm.
is where Milwaukee is in the first round. Jake Fisher, an NBA insider, Bleacher Report, here is his latest update on the search and acquisition front of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The only two teams that I've really heard are actively pursuing Giannis with deals and some type of framework that the Bucks are at least entertaining are Miami with Khalil Ware and Tyler Hero and other future draft capital and other draft prospects, and then Portland, where the Trailblazers still own all of Milwaukee's draft capital for the next 3 years by way of the Damian Lillard trade originally. So Portland and Miami are the two teams right now that I keep hearing are in active, tangible pursuit of Giannis. Multiple people tell me today that if Milwaukee really was getting to the finish line of a trade for Giannis to Miami, to anywhere else, that they're calling New York back and they're saying, are you sure you don't want to put Karl Anthony Towns in a trade for Giannis? So we'll see. We'll see how all that goes.
It's an interesting one from Milwaukee's front. If you're in that point as a franchise. Karl-Anthony Towns is a hell of a player. He's having a great NBA Finals. Just a unique fit. Are you pivoting to try and win now? I just would have thought if you're getting draft picks and capital that the idea would be to kind of rebuild from scratch, but maybe that's the route that they want to go instead.
I think the route there would be Portland is facilitating being the third team because I think Portland wants Giannis. I also think Portland doesn't want to miss on stuff.
No, we need things. Give us things.
So it'd be really funny if we ended up with Towns. The Knicks lose. And I actually wouldn't be shocked if the Knicks lost this series and said, thank you, Towns. You were great, but we
Shake
think Giannis
again.
Gets us over the top against the alien.
Giannis is a hell of a player. They fired their coach for getting to game 7 of the conference finals last year.
Yes.
So that's not the shock. You know, like, yeah, nobody should be shocked by that.
I mean, our deal is better than Miami's.
Yes.
Point blank. It's just, are we willing to roll the dice without knowing he'll sign an extension?
Yeah.
That's the undetermined part. Many people would say no, but we don't actually know. You look around the league, like Boston and the Brown stuff, that stuff has fizzled. There's
Doesn't
no noise
to
that.
Yeah, a lot of real chatter.
So
there.
Who around? Like Minnesota was rumored to be one of these teams for Giannis at the trade deadline.
Yep.
They're not being mentioned.
The idea of OKC doing something drastic does not seem to be real and tangible at this point. Maybe they're doing it quietly.
Presti doesn't operate on a panic move. Maybe he will, to your point, quietly make this decision. I have no reason to believe it's anybody else except us in Miami. And I know Miami's probably the preferable destination because it's east, it's Florida.
It's Miami.
It's Miami. Right, yeah. But like, I also, if he would prefer Miami, I guess what I would ask out loud is, he is telling me then, in my opinion, he's telling me that it's not about winning. Mm. Because how is Miami's package, how is that team really in a conversation?
Because Hero's going to have to be a part of it.
Right.
Because he's their young
Milwaukee.
Player. He's the Milwaukee guy.
Yep.
He was included in all the Dame stuff.
So Bam
You're
and
not
Giannis?
Trading Bam. You're trading Hero in that scenario. And it's Bam and Giannis.
And with Norman Powell. That's going to change. Is that making them? What does that make
I would
them?
Not pick them to win the Eastern Conference.
Okay, so it's
but
really
I also
about,
wouldn't have taken the Pacers last year, to be fair. But yeah,
that's it's
I
different.
Agree with the sentiment.
It's really about the tax break and sunshine and being closer to Greece.
Yeah.
Then it is competing. If you're about competing, yeah, I don't know how Miami makes a lot of sense. And I certainly understand the Portland hesitancy, the West Coast stuff. But, dude, I think we just need to realize whether we end up with him or not, I have no clue. But I think what needs to be agreed upon with everybody is that they're clearly in on it. They're
clearly
in on a move.
Well, we're in the mix. It's the chatter's all over the league, yeah. It's funny, too, because I certainly understand capital. Like, how many more prime years does Giannis have left? Right? Like, nobody knows, but we're in the back nine of his career. Is he on the 10th hole or the 14th hole? I don't know.
Simmons, this was about 2 months ago, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I meant to pull it, but I didn't. Simmons made actually a really good point of bringing up centers after certain, like, age 31 and what they were. And
Right. He
goes through the laundry list of them, and it's awful.
It's not good.
It does not age well.
No.
And mostly done by 34. And that in itself might keep people to say no thank you to the extension there.
Right. He's a guy who's been banged up the last couple of years. You know, there's injuries concern there.
It's also an era of different types of athletes. So comping what one guy was in 1988 to Giannis, right, it's a totally different deal there.
It's a different era of athlete. I think the reason I ask it is because I understand the sense of urgency to want to get out of the situation he's in. It's an ugly situation. They both need a divorce. They didn't want to play him. He wanted to play. They wanted to tank. He wanted to win. They don't have the assets that they need to go make another move to make them competitive in the Eastern Conference. And even if he is a hell of a player and stays healthy for the entire year, there's a ceiling on what they can accomplish because of what's around him and their limitations on ability to make a move. But the idea that you're bringing up on Miami is the funny part for me. I certainly understand why Miami would be the more desirable place. Miami's nicer weather. It's closer to his home country. All of that stuff lines up. It's the idea of having to trade for a Giannis that then limits your ability to win because you have to give up so much stuff in order to go get him that you're almost gutting the core parts of your roster and restricting your ability to go add anything else sans a free agent. Now, I'm not saying we wouldn't deal with that same, but the framework of our package would be...
But losing Scoot and Shaden and
it's
Jeremy
not the
Grant
same,
is not
right?
the same as
and
that.
And it would just be essentially draft picks would be the framework of the package with you need a salary to make it work. Here's Jeremy Grant. And hey, take a couple of young players. Pick a litter. I don't care. Take Scoot, take Shaden for both of them. Doesn't matter to me. I'd rather have Giannis Antetokounmpo than either of those guys. And so you're not mortgaging your ability to win in the short term. Now, does it put Portland over the top? I don't know. But that's the unique part about other trades, and it always cracks me up that it's easier said than done because you're asking him to play out another year in Milwaukee and Milwaukee to go along with that scenario of losing him for nothing. But if you want a chance to go join a team and have an actual chance to win right away, you have to do it as a free agent in the NBA because they're just going to take too much off of the roster. And to your point, Bam and Giannis, it's a hell of a 1-2 punch. It's one of the better 1-2 punches in the NBA, I'm sure, if they're both healthy. But I'm not picking them to win the Eastern Conference.
I don't know if that's one of the better 1-2 punches. It's good defense.
Good defensively.
Not great. The funny thing is Bam had 83 points, and I'm like, I don't know what it is offensively.
He's not a historically great scorer, and Giannis isn't a historically great shooter. But it's just the length, the size, the defensive versatility that they can bring. Like, that's a good 1-2 punch. Maybe not one of the best in the league. But the point remains of, like, if you want a chance to join a team and win, sorry, buddy, you're going to have to play out the string in Milwaukee for a year and go somewhere as a free agent next year.
Yeah, and I have no clue. He's done a couple things content-wise. He's still wearing Buck gear. So maybe he just ends up going back to the Bucks, because if your only interested parties publicly are Portland, who, by the way, Portland historically usually pretty guarded with what they're doing. Think back to Neil Olshey. In most of those instances, it felt like, oh, we made a move.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talked about it. And I think Joe Cronin has largely operated the same way. You get people locally that'll whisper about stuff, but like what's known and what's talked about, this is a little different than the past.
The Anthony Simons trade a year ago, you're reminding me of that, where it was told to me literally a day before that he's going to sign an extension and be back. And the next day we get the announcement, he was traded to Boston for Jrue
Holiday. So they really operate in a stealth manner. The fact that Portland is being mentioned repeatedly tells me how loud the conversations have gotten, that they're truly in this to try to get him. But the Miami move to me would just, it would remind me of Carmelo going to New York.
It's a great, yes. Denver, that was the one that I thought of.
Denver sold off all of their role guys,
yes,
all the capital, and they gave it to Denver. And in return, they got Carmelo and the best they got him is the second round, right?
So, an aging Amari Stoudemire at some point.
J.R. Smith before right. LeBron. Like, right. That's what it got you. So I'll be very curious to see where this goes. I'm not even suggesting that Portland, from a competing standpoint, gets to a Western Conference Finals even. But if you're comping rosters, if I'm losing Scoot, or if I'm losing Shaden and Jeremy, or Shaden and Picks and something else.
Yeah. Throwing a Chris Murray or whatever other piece.
That, to me,
is,
feels like you can recover more, whereas in Miami, I'm losing a pretty good scorer. You can think what you want about Tyler Hero. A really good scorer.
Yeah.
Some decent role guys.
Have we settled that debate better than Anthony Simons, by the way?
Yes. And
that's
then,
not even close.
And then, like, what's that get me against New York? What's that get me against maybe Cleveland running it back, who got to the conference finals?
Yeah.
Boston being healthier with Tatum.
Right.
Like,
full season back
we'll
from the Achilles.
We'll see what Philly is with another year of Edgecombe and Maxey, and maybe Embiid can play off and on here. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just think you look at the East and Atlanta, I didn't even mention them. As much as people want to give the East a lot of crap, we act like it's going to be some cakewalk if he goes to Miami. And I'm not saying it's cakewalk here. I think there's more of an opportunity for the roster to be more balanced.
Agreed.
If he comes to Portland than if he goes to Miami.
Don't overlook Trae Young's comments, too. Everybody's sleeping on him. Everybody's sleeping on Trae Young in D.C. Nobody's ever slept on him this hard in his
Did he say
career.
People are sleeping on him?
He said, everybody's sleeping on us. What are you going to say next year when the Wizards are the one seed in the East?
What does he say if Anthony Davis gets traded? But they also
Hopefully
are going
to
get DeBonsa.
They're
going to get DeBonsa.
They are going to get DeBonsa if that's the route they want to go with the number one overall pick. Yeah, it's just because I think if you ask the framework of who are next year in your mind, who are the two best players on the Blazers?
If we get him?
No, without, as of right now.
Oh.
With what we know about the roster, who are the two best players on the Blazers? You know what? I'll extend
People would
that.
Say Denny and Dame,
okay,
even if they haven't seen Dame play yet.
Who are
the
three best players on the Blazers next year, as of now?
As of right now?
As of right now.
I'm Denny, Dame, and is it Jrue or
probably
is it Donovan?
Jrue or Donovan would probably be my vote.
And then two's right there.
And then two, maybe. Yeah. The point remaining, none of those guys, at least as far as we know. Now, maybe they end up being a part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a guarantee of an extension, maybe they say they want more out of it. I don't know. But as of now, in the framework of what we've heard, those guys aren't a part of the trade.
Right.
Who are the two best players on the Heat next year?
Yeah.
Bam and Tyler Hero. I mean, you're just losing. You just look at the pecking order of your roster.
But they might think Norm Powell can make up and for that. He was having a really good season.
Norm Powell, he was an all-star last year, right? Yeah. In Miami. I think he was an all-star in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, just look, as the world turns, it's wild to me and it's kind of lingering. Maybe it's because we haven't made a coaching hire yet. Dundon's a little preoccupied with the Stanley Cup final, so maybe we don't get that in time. It's a reminder of like, dude, this could literally be settled in the next 2 weeks. Because if I'm Milwaukee, I don't want this lingering. I want, if I'm getting draft capital, if I'm getting picks, if I'm getting something that I can flip for another thing as a lottery pick this year to start more of a rebuild, like that's my whole focus, and I want this done in the next 12 days.
We've kind of gone through the laundry list of what this franchise needs and how they can rebuild this. I look at everything they've done, and they took a nice step this year, but they got bounced in the first round, and a 19-year-old kid literally stole the game from everybody on our roster. As great as Denny was, that was easily his worst game of the series.
He was really bad in game
three. He made three field goals, and a 19-year-old punked the entire franchise.
Went for 35. What did he have?
That's I think he was 3 of 19 from the field.
Yeah.
That is alarming. So you as an organization need to say, all right, we have to take the next step from a personnel standpoint. This cannot be run it back. And, I saw Dame offseason workouts at Weber State. It means he's going to be a 25-point game a guy again. Maybe he is. I don't have that kind of thought, but some people out there might. The coaching thing's been fascinating because I love that, and maybe people are right. I find it odd. Why can't you hire a coach while your team's in the Stanley Cup?
It's a fair point. Fair point.
If you're uber rich guy, your only stuff right now in your life is watching a hockey team.
And for all we know, he might. That's just getting speculated that it's on
hold. But it might be true.
Yeah.
For the same, we don't know. Yeah. Maybe a hire announcement happens in 45 minutes.
Not like the Hurricanes front office is running the coaching. I mean, the Blazer search firm, whatever.
Totally fair point.
Well, and also two of our three finalists are also finalists for the Bulls.
Yeah.
Tiago Splitter and Mike Inouye are two finalists that were mentioned by Mark Stein as also finalists for the Bulls.
Yeah.
So
there is a part of it that I am questioning, like, what
does the NBA, I know some other sports don't like to have big announcements made during their finals, is maybe he got it and the NBA says, can you wait till the finals are over to announce
it? Is a Blazer coaching hire a big story?
Any franchise making a head coaching.
How many hires have we had so far this cycle? I don't know off the top of my head.
Seemed like they all
came. Because Orlando was looking for one. Did they?
Pelicans hired the
Orlando
guy.
Was supposedly going to hire the lead assistant
Sweeney.
For
he's
the
already
Spurs.
Been hired.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's waiting for
he's agreed or it's okay. Reported that's going
to That was announced during the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. That was. Yeah, to your point, every other hire, to my knowledge, has happened before the
you
NBA
think a
finals?
Coaching hire is being delayed because of the finals? I think
I know
Dundon
sometimes
the
league say, can
the
you
cup.
Not do it? Either get it done now or wait till the finals are over and then announce it.
Or do it on an off day.
The funniest thing is if this comes out tomorrow and we announce a coaching hire.
All of those reports would be wrong. I've seen that, and I've had the same. It's a good point of like what?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Let's not act like your whole day is taken up. You're not. Right. You have like a 7 to 8
you
hour.
You jump
window
on your PJ
nothing.
In the afternoon. You fly to Raleigh or Vegas for a game. It's not like either place is that far from Dallas on a PJ.
You're super
you
rich,
land,
dude.
You go straight to the game.
You're
you watch
a snack.
A game. You jump on a PJ. You fly home. You're sitting around the next day. You're not
He's
playing every day.
He's right now. He's not doing anything.
You're not playing today. There's no game.
You don't dictate anything. You're the owner. You don't coach. You don't make personnel choices. The hot dogs are fine.
You never know. You got to keep an eye on those hot dogs. Make sure they're cooked. For the cooked hot dogs. Well, that's the latest. Giannis, as we wait and see on the Giannis watch. Jake Fisher saying the only tangible reports he's getting right now, Miami and Portland continue to call with actual frameworks of deals being discussed. What happens? Who knows?
Let me ask you this, because we had this with Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
If we get Giannis, if it breaks during one of our programs on The Fan,
yes.
Or it breaks at night and we talk about it all day, what's the percentage of people that text hell no out that then go, oh my God,
the first
I thought
time.
I was out and now I'm in. Yeah. I've seen the edited graphic.
The first time you see him in a Blazer
What's
uniform laying down a dunk in an alley-oop from Damian
Lillard. I'm not
Lillard,
even talking like, about the season. Yeah. I'm talking about the day after it's announced. If it's not during one of our shows, if it happens at like 7:45 at night, the trade of Giannis, he's a Portland Trailblazer. Yeah. We come in the next day. What's the percentage of people that you know will recognize the numbers?
Yeah.
No.
Not on this deal.
Actually, I was considering it, and I'm in.
I think at least 15% will flip before the season starts. And the rest of them will flip the first time they see Giannis in
the first 30-point game he has.
The first 30, 15, and 10 game he has for leading us to a win, looking good and healthy, everybody will have flipped by that point.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get an announcement soon. I imagine it will happen before the draft, but we all wait on Giannis Watch. The breaking news sound effect is in pause and hiatus until we get that announcement of where Giannis is going. Let's get to Statter Story. That is next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time. Welcome back in. Hope your Wednesday mornings are off to a great start.
I'm a closet Artist Gilmore fan.
Good luck with that. Come on out, buddy. The water's warm. We will get back into Game 4 of the NBA Finals, which is tonight at Madison Square Garden. If you pulled the Sprague debate, remember we had that for your idea of going to Game 3 or Game 4. Would do the ticket prices drop? How's this going to look? And then the Blazers ended up winning Game 2 in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I think the price is now still ludicrous, absolutely insane, have dropped significantly from Game 3 to Game 4 for Knicks fans.
Yeah, because selling a sweep ticket for their first title since 73 is not going to be the same price as, oh,
are
we going to
go 3-1? The game that punches your ticket.
I agree.
What are we doing, Knicks fans? But maybe you get some more diehards in there tonight. The prices have dropped. We'll get back into Game 4 of the NBA Finals to close up the show.
Did you see they questioned Mamdani on his standing room ticket?
Oh, what do you mean?
How did you buy that?
Oh, yeah, but you can't get a political donation.
Well, he just said he went to the Madison Square Garden website and bought a standing room ticket for $1,000.
He was at the top of the arena. I can respect that. Up there with the diehards.
He also had a delightful little thing where he signed a bill, obviously not, or an executive order or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mayoral order.
Oh, waiving bedtimes?
Bedtime. Waive bedtimes for kids.
I love a good, heartwarming mayor or, the pardoning of the turkey. You know, make me smile, right?
New York City has not shut down since he's gotten elected yet.
No, and they got the World Cup coming this week, too. So,
they do.
Bit of a busy week ahead in New York City. By the way, a couple of people corroborating. Swigard's reporting that the NBA does not like announcements to happen in the NBA Finals. Passing along.
I don't think it's forbidden, but
it's
I think the memo goes out as like, hey, can you hold off so we don't have...
I don't know if that's the case in Portland. I have no idea.
A Giannis trade, yes. My point is like, if the Blazers hire a coach, I don't...
Dude,
I don't think he's going to be crying about that.
We once went to the playoffs 22 straight years. Huh? That's right.
How many first take segments are happening if we hire Tiago Splitter?
I think that's going to be the whole block of the show. They're not even going to talk about the NBA Finals anymore. We won't get Stephen A. Smith debating Donald Trump. We're going to get Tiago Splitter or Mike Inouye. Did they make the right call?
Whose IQ is higher, Trump's or Stephen A. Smith?
Well, since I snatched your story last week, I will not
you
go first. Who wants to go first
I'll
today?
I'll go first.
Okay? Swag wants to go first.
Your number is 79.
79.
Is it the percent of all tea consumed in the United States that is iced tea? It is National Iced Tea Day.
Iced tea is
so
gross.
Of all the tea consumed here in America,
iced tea is disgusting.
How much of it is it iced tea? Sweetened or unsweetened?
Sweetened. Nice. If you sweeten, give me some Southern sweet tea, then I'll drink that. Give me the sugar.
Or
without the sugar, it's gross. One of the things Ted Lasso got
right. The conversion percentage of the New York Knicks in best of seven series when leading 2-1.
79%?
Yes.
How many times have they been up 70 or
2-1? How many? Yeah. And
what,
that back in the day.
What's the story? The percentage of Bookula.
The
what?
Percentage of all tea consumed in the United States being iced tea.
I think both of these 79%? Are drastically wrong, which leaves me alarmed.
I'm going to go story.
Yeah.
Although I would fade. I'd go stat because I bet you they haven't been up 2-1 as much as you think.
Well, how many times? Because even back, yeah.
So almost 80% of like 7 series. Like, who cares?
Go in a 7-game series?
Best of 7 series.
Because back in the day when they were great, it wasn't 7-game series in the first 2 rounds, right?
Well, but in...
like in 1999, we were
90s,
still...
it would have been,
did
I
we go to 7 in the first round?
I think we did.
Yeah, I'm going to go stab. I think it's, I think
I'm
both are
story.
Wrong, but I'm going to go stab.
I already said story.
You said story first.
Yes, I did. Hot tea, huh?
The Knicks are 15-4 in best-of-7 series when leading 2-1. That is a 79% conversion ratio.
Pretty remarkable.
But it is National Iced Tea Day. 85% of all tea consumed in the United States is in the form of iced tea, whether sweetened, unsweetened. So tea obviously has been around for thousands and thousands of years. But iced tea was introduced to the masses at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. It was unseasonably hot.
No way. That's the first time. Not a chance. What a lie. These big fairs like to push their propaganda to get
now,
you to go to
been
the fair.
I'm saying, like,
the New York World State Fair first introduced the
to
churro.
The masses.
Like, no, they didn't. That's a lie.
The idea of tea is just funny.
Today
to
in the U.S., 50 billion gross, glasses dude. Of tea are consumed per year.
Yeah. I don't consume a lot of tea on a yearly basis.
I love iced tea.
I do too, but I don't
drink it
really.
Unsweetened, black, just straight iced tea. So refreshing.
Oh,
crisp,
God, that's gross.
Clean.
Oh, you want to eat a strawberry, but you'll eat that or drink that?
Strawberry's a rank, man.
I'm out. Sweet tea I'll do. Arnold Palmer's I'll do. It's one of the best things
I just had. Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer's are delightful.
It was a mango lemonade with the iced tea.
Oh, so good. Going to the South for the first time and having a sweet tea, you're like, dude, you guys drink it like this down here? This is way better.
That's how my mom makes it.
It's significantly better than iced tea.
My mom
There's
used
no
to make
flavor.
Iced tea all the time.
It's like leaving a dirty sock in water and letting it sit out in the sun all day.
I would drink color. Half of it because how sweet she made it.
Yes, it's just
it was
sugar
adult
water.
Kool-Aid, basically.
Yes, the Kool-Aid's better with what? More sugar.
When is the last time you tried a strawberry? Legitimately, what age? Give me the age. What's the stat? And what's the story? Where were you?
I don't know. There was probably probably a dessert, and it was in one, and I had it, and I immediately spit it out.
When? What age?
I don't know. 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, 10 to 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were an adult?
Yes.
Oh, okay. If you were going to say like 4, I was like, you have to try strawberry.
No.
I was 2.5.
It's ridiculous.
Like, my parents gave me strawberry mush, and I've never
I haven't tried,
since.
You know, people would bring over like those chocolate dipped strawberries. Okay, I'll try.
Have you ever had like a really perfectly
ripe
strawberry?
The flavor of strawberry. Like, I hate the flavor of strawberry in anything.
The flavor's different than the fruit. Grape don't taste like grape.
No. But
the actual fruit itself.
Yes.
Flavor palates are so funny to me. I love how people's mouths operate.
It's fascinating. I would love it, like, if there's like a nutritionist or something to like go study.
That needs to be studied. If you think the taste of iced tea is a good, you can like iced tea all you want. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good flavor to you.
Yes.
And a ripe, juicy, like dripping strawberries.
But I
not
love
a good...
raspberries and I'll put
yes. How is that possible?
Raspberries and blueberries
how?
Smother
it's in the
it
berry
all over
family.
The place.
How
strawberries are? There's a rank quality to it.
There's no
just,
rankness about a strawberry.
It's just nasty,
dude. We can disagree about taste. You. Saying strawberry tastes gross is one of
like your mayonnaise
the most unique
valid.
Worst takes I've ever heard in my life.
I like mayonnaise, but I get the gross aesthetic of mayonnaise.
Because there's the
and
thing
the
about
look
like,
of it and, like
to some people like cilantro gross. Tastes like eating soap. Like there's like some weird gene or something like cilantro.
You have the soap cilantro gene.
I have no idea because I love cilantro.
Pity the fool. I love cilantro.
Oh, cilantro.
Love cilantro.
Throw it in everything.
God, I put too much cilantro.
Yeah,
ends
you
up
gotta
covering
watch.
All my teeth.
Yeah.
I'll go next.
Go far away.
Your number. A second here. That's awesome. I love when my email logs me out. All right. Your number is.
Do you need me to go?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Hold your britches.
You got your.
30.
30.
30.
30.
Is it the total number of state titles Jefferson High School has won in sports?
Ooh.
Or is it the meters down divers filmed for the first time between Sicily and Tunisia, an adult great white shark in the Mediterranean Sea?
How about that?
Mr.
Seems like a big
500
deal.
500 yards.
I won't be in the Mediterranean. Damn. I'll be in the Adriatic Sea. I got to look at a map.
Well, you better be careful here. Sharks
I'm on the other, coast
is
of
my
Italy.
Number? 50?
30.
30.
30
State
meters.
Championships?
Basically 100 feet.
Well, I know they've won a handful in basketball over the years.
That they have, Andrew.
Your Heisman Trophy winner, famously as a Jefferson Democrat. I imagine he won a state title back in the day.
They've won some track titles.
Have to have won some track titles.
I think back in the day, they might have won a baseball title or two.
Yeah, could have been good at football. Like Jeff, the Jeff now is
yeah,
obviously drastically
different.
Yeah, because
that's one of the oldest high schools
yes, it
in
is.
The state.
They're up for a total. Tough debate about future funding because there's just not
don't
that many kids that go there anymore.
Got 30 total. I will say this is a story.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
You're going to go stat?
PIL, baby.
Okay, so let's go in this order.
Yeah.
Stat. Story. Incorrectamundo.
Wow, what have they won the most titles
state
in?
State championship. Well, it's basketball.
Yeah. Yes. How many do they have in basketball?
So they have 9 titles in basketball. 1951, 1972, 2000. Still the best high school team I've seen with my eyes. 08, 09, yep. 10, 13, 14, 17. Restructuring of conferences. Yeah. And it's been really tough.
I mean, they only have like 500 kids left there anyways.
Yeah, I know.
All of the kids transfer out. Not all of them, but a lot of them transfer to go play elsewhere.
I was told on a daily basis they're lucky if they can get 250 to show up to school.
Oh, so yeah. It's not good.
Two in girls basketball, 08 and 10. Football has 5, 31, 32, 36, 57, and 58. So Swag was able to see all of those championships. Boys swimming in 1951. Girls swimming in 52, 53. Baseball, 46, 47, and 59. Girls tennis has 3. Boys track and field has 4. Girls track has 1.
There you go.
1. And the reason I bring this up is... because 4 Portland schools could be one step closer to getting new names from the Portland Public School Boards.
My school's a part of this. What did Grover Cleveland do?
So Jefferson High School.
What's his track record?
Cesar Chavez, K-8. Cleveland High School and Robert Gray Middle School. I don't know who Robert Gray is.
I don't know. That
either
was my
a racist
dad's
or a
first
pedophile.
Teaching job.
Why else would you rename it?
That was my dad's first teaching job.
Should we play that fun game? Racist or pedophile?
Robert Gray Middle School.
What do we think it was? What was Grover? Let me know what Grover was.
What are we going to do? I looked him up. Pretty racist. But
okay, yeah. Racist. Yeah.
I don't know where these are coming from, but our local government officials don't know if they should fund an arena they own, but they certainly want to rename the schools.
We have homeless people all over the city, but let's rename high schools because that solves all of our issues.
But yeah, 30 state titles for Jefferson in sports.
Where's the shark?
Oh, demos?
So 40 meters down
125
between
25 feet.
Sicily and Tunisia, a large great white shark emerged. And it's the first they've captured on film roaming in the Mediterranean Sea. I brought this up because I thought you might be swimming 500 yards into the Mediterranean. And even though you're going to be in a different sea, I would still say this. If they're finding a shark on film for the first time, I'm going to tell you right now, you better be careful, bud. You go over there and you take 500 yards out. I would assume even in a different sea, there is another shark of some kind they have not discovered yet.
You're a pro swimmer. Punch him in the nose.
I'll be
fine.
In the Adriatic Sea. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'd still be worried about great white sharks.
You got 600 yards in your swag.
Dubrovnik.
Well, we spent a lot of time yelling about strawberries, so I got to go really quick. Your number is 111. 111.
All right.
Is it the number of games played in the AHL for Brandon Bussy, the hero, kind of hero, of the Stanley Cup Final, the goaltender for Carolina last night?
Let's
or
go, Brandon.
Is it the number in a million years that we have taken the DNA from a T-Rex and turned it into a purse? Does that make sense? The bones of a T-Rex that they've dated 111 million years ago.
I actually just saw they're auctioning off the largest assembled T-Rex skeleton, and I thought, if I was ever Bezos rich, that's in my house.
That's my story. Was the T-Rex 111 million years ago?
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I'm going to go stat.
I think I will go stat as well.
Yeah, I got to go stat. Double dinger, baby. Double dinger. 111 career starts for Bussy in the AHL. Hell of a story. Yeah, they have somehow through advancements in technology and stuff, they have figured out, a way to take the DNA from the bone of a T-Rex and turn it into this, what they believe is the skin material of the T-Rex skin.
That's pretty crazy.
And they have made a purse out of said T-Rex skin. The T-Rex bones were 66 million years old. And it is going up for auction. They only made, I believe, according to my reading of this, they only made one of them. Mm-hmm. So it's a one-on-one item. And they believe the starting price on the auction table will be $500,000.
Well, I would have thought it got to seven figures as a start.
Well, this is just a starting point, right? Yeah. It's going to go up from there. I'm guesstimating on the size. I mean, it's a 6x6 little handbag with T-Rex leather. Any interest in a T-Rex leather handbag?
I'm interested in feeling it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have the skeleton of one if I could be uber rich and own one.
Oh, you'd have a big T-Rex dinosaur in your living room?
They've also discovered T-Rex not a solo hunter the way they thought he was.
Oh, they hunted in packs?
Not packs per se, but they had like companions. Mm. And the other thing I learned is T-Rexes are really portrayed as being born and then being massive. They think the cycle of a T-Rex's life, like when it got to Jurassic Park size, that thing would have been needed to be like 40 years old to get to that size.
Sure, it has to age to get to that point.
Whereas if they visited the island when they visited the island, the T-Rex is probably a little smaller than the raptor.
Yeah, makes sense.
So
tiny
it like progresses as a predator.
Well, if you have $500,000 laying around, you can go auction on a T-Rex purse from 66 million years ago. There you go. Status story every Wednesday at 9:27. Let's close it up. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Wrap it up on a Wednesday next. Or it should be the NBA Final. Wrap it up next on The Fam.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, Joe Fisher popping into the studio during the break, eagerly awaiting his date with Danny Meringue. June 19th, Juneteenth, Stone Creek Golf Club, 11:51 a.m. Cargo Short Classic going down. It's gonna be bananas, folks. It's gonna be bananas. Do we bring a bottle of champagne for the winner on the 18th hole to shake?
That would actually be really funny.
There is a little waterbed right there by 18. Does the winner go jump in the water if it's a hot day? Get creative here.
Let's not make anybody upset at that course. It's a very nice track. They do a great job out there.
Can't wait, man. It's going to be fun. It's been a fun show today, and if you missed any of it, you can go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. We made sure our voices were heard on the survey. You can go find that at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We tweeted it out. Let the city know that you care about the future of the Portland Trail Blazers and you would like them to stay because, in a breaking news alert, there are a lot of people in this area who don't care about them and don't want to spend a dime of money to keep them.
They think the Moda Center is the best-run facility in America, yes, and it doesn't need any money.
A really good point that
they
I...
don't get out much, do they?
No, they don't. No. Look, there's different silos and bubbles that everybody lives in, and I get it, but we have ours here, and I want to make sure ours is mobilized, if you will. But a really good point, because a lot of the feedback from the people who don't want to spend the tax dollars on it is, why are we not asking the billionaire to put up the money for this? It's a fair retort. I think the counter argument to it from a lot of folks is, if you didn't own the home and you were renting, would you pay for structural upgrades to the house? You're not the owner of the home, so no, why would I pay for that? That's the responsibility of the owner.
Well, what if I can't afford groceries?
Right. Well, and the owner is the city of Portland. They own the stadium. But also, just on that note, I do get a chuckle every time that gets brought up. But I don't know if we realize this. There's also another tenant that's playing in the Moda Center right now.
There is.
There's the Portland Fire.
Yes.
They're here, and they're here to stay.
They are.
And the support's been great so far. Nobody is screaming from the mountaintops of why their ownership group is not ponying up money to update the arena that they are also going to benefit
partial
from.
Tenant.
And I just
partial
I chuckled,
tenant.
I just chuckled. I thought that was a good point of like, there's a lot of screaming about done, and that's fair. We can have that debate until the cows come home, and people won't sway their opinions or feel this way or that, whatever. But the idea that he's the only one that's responsible for it, I thought that was a fair and valid point. We have a couple of poll questions up.
Has anybody asked them about that, by the way?
I don't believe so. Do they do interviews? I've seen a lot of stuff with Dunn, and I don't seek out
anybody reached out to a rep, I guess, for the Berthals.
I don't know.
Of like, are you guys going to put any money at all into this? And
right.
Maybe they've committed and we just didn't
Maybe they have.
We missed it. I don't know.
They might have. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. You can pick your poison with the poll question of the day today. We have two of them, one of them being, what percentage of cats are evil demons? Right now, 64.7% of you say 67% of cats are evil demons.
That's too high.
You think that's too high?
There's a lot of lovable cats.
Look at their
eyes. Unfair.
They're just even if no, they're ready to pounce on you at a moment's notice.
They will claw your eyeballs.
You don't like the sharpness of the inside of the eye, right? You want the big round human type eye that dogs have.
It's a little prehistoric for me and scares me. Yeah,
it's a little lizardy and
I don't know what's going on there, and I don't trust it, man.
My daughter has a gecko, and it's probably no bigger than 4 inches long. It doesn't have a tail, and it has no teeth. Like, it literally will just sit, and it hops around. Like, when it moves and jumps, it jumps like a frog with four legs. The eyes. Chico, they scare me. I look at this thing, and the eyes just look back like a dinosaur. It licks its eye with its own tongue. And like it's a kind little lizard that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's not actually going to do anything.
The
but man,
eyes scare the living hell out of me.
That freaks you out, man. And what will happen first to me? Will it be getting a family cat or a Disney trip, a family Disneyland trip? 69% of you right now,
nice,
are saying getting a family.
Yeah.
Cat listeners asking, is swag out on the Kiwi as well?
Oh,
the what?
Are you out on Kiwis?
Do you like kiwis?
Because they are saying they believe strawberries and kiwis are closely assimilated in flavor and
taste. I don't
taste
seek
or
them.
Texture.
I don't really eat a lot of them. It's not something I purchase or buy, but I don't come across them.
If it's
a
on
lot.
A cutting board of fruit,
I
you
won't
got a fruit
pick
bowl.
It up.
You won't pick the
you
kiwi.
You won't eat kiwi?
No.
Mm.
Have you had kiwi?
I have.
Kiwi, man.
Golden kiwi or
the green?
I love them all. I love all the kiwis. The little kiwis, the big kiwis, the gold kiwis, the green kiwis.
And by the way, I did some research. Robert Gray, who lived in the 1700s to the 1800s. Well, I mean, our guess was pretty close.
Yeah.
He was a fur trader.
Probably did some bad things. Yeah.
You got to do what it takes to trade fur, I guess.
You know, back in the day.
That was currency back in the day.
That was the money back in the day.
I mean, it was. And the photo of him. Yeah.
Straight out of Central Casting.
Yeah.
Well, you guys nailed it yesterday, so the floor is yours. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight.
Yep.
Who scores the empty net goal late for a 2-goal lead?
To push them up.
The line, New York minus 2.5.
I'm betting the Knicks every money line, even when I'm losing, because I have Knicks in 7.
Are we going to bet a point spread tonight as the favorite?
No, I'm not doing
it. No?
No, if it's less, what did you say?
It's 2.5.
Two and a half.
No, go
two
money
and a half.
Line. What are we doing? I actually think tonight the Spurs win.
Mm.
And I really hope to be wrong. My bank account's going to be rooting for me to be wrong. But the take, the opinion.
That will air on the show tomorrow.
Spurs by 5.
Spurs close by 5.
Game,
close game.
And they win by 5. Wow.
Swag?
Knicks by 8. And Cat goes off tonight.
Cat, I love it. I hope you're right.
Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast. 1051thefan.com. Go make your voice heard on Keeping the Blazers of Portland at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter and fill out the survey to let the city council know that, hey, you know, sports do matter around here and there's a lot of us who care about it. Thanks for being a part of our show, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm Harris Marang is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fam.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.